One Man's Family, brought to you every weekday night at this time, transcribed by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer and many other fine, dependable pharmaceutical products. Overheard between Sharon Ann and Father Barber in the library.
Grandfather, when Cousin Teddy left Elwood, did she have to get permission from you or the police or anybody?
What's all this? Who's been talking to you?
And what did the lady say to the judge to get a divorce? Grandfather, please tell me. Mommy won't tell me anything about it.
Mm-hmm. So that's how it is with the barbers today. How many times have you heard it said that the know-how is the important thing? Well, I want to let you in on a little tip, folks. When you've been out late, had late refreshments that threaten to result in acid indigestion, take Alka-Seltzer before you go to bed. That's right, before you go to bed. And here's why. Alka-Seltzer will relieve that upset, uneasy feeling in your stomach, so you'll sleep better and wake up feeling better next morning. It's a simple thing to remember, a simple thing to do, but mighty important. It's the know-how in beating the discomfort caused by acid indigestion. Try it and see, won't you? Get Alka-Seltzer at any drugstore. Chapter 7, Book 81. In the Barber family, as a rule, it takes several days for news to move along the family grapevine until it reaches the children. But a shocking event like Teddy's decision to leave Elwood travels like fire along a fuse. It has come now to Jack's six little girls, a rumor half understood. It is late afternoon now, and Henry Barber, coming into his library from his afternoon walk, finds one of Jack's daughters, Sharon Ann, the eldest, 8 years old, sitting in his big chair by the fire, thumbing idly through an old family album looking at photographs. Her interest, though Henry in his unhappiness is slow to realize it, is concentrated on childhood pictures of Paul's daughter, Teddy.
You should have put on a sweater when you came over here, Sharon. It's chilly today.
I'm hot-blooded, Grandfather.
Ooh, you are, eh? Is that so?
Grandfather?
Yeah?
How old was Cousin Teddy when Uncle Paul adopted her?
Yeah? Oh, well, let me see. About your age, I think, Sharon. Yes, about 8 years old.
Is she about 8 years old in this picture, Grandfather?
Yeah, what have you got there? Oh, the album. Which one?
Here. Where she's on the horse.
Yes. That's Teddy when she first came to us. Here, let me sit down beside you.
There's one here where Uncle Paul is helping her up on the seawall. See, doesn't she look happy?
Yes.
Why did Uncle Paul adopt her?
Oh, she was such a sad little girl. Her parents were gone.
Dead?
Yes. Teddy had been very lonely, you know. Now, you can imagine how it would be.
Oh, yes, it would be awful, Grandfather.
Yes. But then, suddenly, here she was in this big house with all sorts of new relatives. Oh, it was no time at all until she was a very gay little person. I remember one time, your Uncle Paul took her to the stores, and they came home burdened with boxes and big wrapped packages. Oh, so many things. And later that afternoon, I found Teddy sitting on the floor of her dark closet, grinning from ear to ear. Just sitting there. She said she couldn't believe she had all those nice things, and she wanted to stay beside them, touching them, so she wouldn't wake up and find it was all a dream.
Gee, she was pretty, too.
Yes. Teddy's always been a very, very pretty young lady. All my barber girls are pretty young ladies, eh? Here's a picture of Teddy and your Uncle Paul taken in Golden Gate Park. She was 10 then. 10 or 11.
Grandfather.
And look at this one, with a waterfall behind them. That must be at Yosemite.
Grandfather, when a lady leaves her husband, does she have to ask anybody?
And here's... What did you say?
When a lady doesn't like her husband anymore and packs up and leaves him, does she have to ask anybody?
Huh?
When Cousin Teddy left Elwood, did she have to ask you or the police?
What's all this? Who's been talking to you?
And what does the lady say to the judge to get a divorce? Please tell me, Grandfather. My mommy won't tell me anything about it.
Oh, No. We aren't discussing things like this, are we, Cher? No. Where do you little girls hear these things?
Is Teddy going to get a divorce?
Now, you children shouldn't speculate about these things, Cher. No. This is nothing for a pretty little head like yours. No, my dear. Now, you learn this right now. When you hear rumors and gossip about any people in our family, you must never repeat a word of it to outsiders.
Oh, we won't. We never would. We keep our lips buttoned up.
Huh?
That's what Daddy says, to keep our lips buttoned up, and we do it, except upstairs in our rooms. But please, did Cousin Teddy ask you or the police or anybody? Or can a lady just decide she doesn't like her husband and go downtown and get a divorce?
Sharon, there's not going to be a divorce in our family. We just don't believe in divorce. Well, we won't talk about this anymore. Now, let's look at some of these later pictures, eh?
Mary Lou said Teddy had moved in with some other nurse somewhere, and we don't even know who it is and...
No, that's enough. Your cousin Teddy is spending a few days in the city with an old friend. Yes. A girl named Maudie Pemberton. Yes. We know who she is, and soon Teddy will call us here, or come to see us.
Oh, I wonder where you were, Maudie. I'd have known I'd find you out here in the kitchen.
Yeah. How are you, Teddy?
Doing a little ironing.
Any phone calls for me? Hey, you don't need to iron my things, for goodness sake.
Oh, I have the iron hot, Teddy. Only takes a minute. How are you, Lamb?
No messages at all?
No, not yet. Look, you sure they know where you are?
Oh, sure. They know where I am, all right.
Well, could be. They're waiting for you to phone them, you know.
I'm not going to go running to Paul, Maudie. If he doesn't love me enough to telephone or write a note, then I'm not going to see any of them ever again.
Hey, don't dramatize it. They haven't had time to do much of anything.
Oh, Maud, they're really such a wonderful family. I wish I could convey to you what it was like when I was a scared little kid. Paul took me into that big house. I was the happiest child in San Francisco, in the world. One day, Paul stared at me and said, "Why do you go around with your fingers crossed?" I was too shy to tell him, and I tried to remember not to keep them crossed. Well, you know, these two fingers just ache right now. Unconsciously, all the way home from the hospital, I was doing this. That's the way I used to, hoping there'd be a message. And that's pretty silly.
You know, Lamb, I'm tumbling to something about you.
What?
Well, usually when a gal leaves her husband, she runs him down for his bad qualities. Or builds him up for his good ones, depending on whether she wants him back or not. But you're kind of unique.
Why?
You hardly ever mention Elwood. Doesn't he figure in this somewhere? You know, in my time, I've loaned my shoulders to many a gal with husband trouble, but you're the only one I ever met who spends all her time talking about her father.
You haven't seen Paul. You don't know.
No, I haven't seen him. But I think if I passed him on the marina in the dark, I'd know who he was. He'd give off little flashes of light like a neon sign.
Oh, Morty, have I talked that much about him?
Oh, don't think for a minute I'm bored, Lanny. The guy sounds pretty darn dashing. Tell me something. What does Elwood look like?
Elwood?
Yeah. You know, Teddy Elwood, your recent husband, the guy in Santa Fe.
Oh.
Tall, short, fat, medium. I got no more mental picture of Elwood than I have of the other side of the moon.
Oh, medium height, freckles, red hair.
Well, not really.
Oh, he's nice. He's a nice person. He sunburns easily. And he's kind of earnest and works hard. Always tries to do the right thing. Oh, I don't know. He's just Elwood.
I see. Well, there's your uniform all ironed, honey, Mary.
Oh, thank you, Maudie.
Let's get out of this kitchen, go in where it's comfortable, hmm? Right, honey. You know, I drove through the Seacliff district this afternoon after I got off duty.
You did?
Now, don't get excited. I didn't talk to a soul. But I thought maybe you hadn't heard from those people because they were away or something at that Sky Ranch or somewhere.
Oh, Maudie, why didn't you tell me what happened?
Daddy, nothing happened. It was a nice, sunny day, and I wanted some air. Here, sit down. So I thought I'd take a look at the barber place. I even toyed with the idea of dropping in.
Oh, no.
Oh, well, I thought better of it myself. Saw two or three little girls playing around outside.
Jack's daughters.
Yeah, I figured they were. And I think I saw Father Barber.
Oh, yes? What was he doing?
Well, I saw him, five or six blocks before I got there. I realized afterward he was probably Father Barber, a fine-looking man.
Oh, Maud, he was out for his walk. You didn't see Paul.
I didn't see anybody else, Lammy. I just drove by. So, they're there. Makes me kind of sore they haven't called you. Matter of fact, it makes me doggone sore.
Oh, gee, that startled me.
I'll get it.
Oh, my. I almost slipped. Oh, hello? Hello? No. No, it isn't.
Huh?
No mail. No message. Now wrong number.
No, honey.
Oh, I don't know why I even hope, Morty. They're not any of them going to call me. I'm an outsider, really. And I made a mess of my marriage. Oh, Maudie, all my life, no matter how bad things were, how lonely, I could always cling to the fact that I had Paul. And now I haven't anyone anymore. I haven't Paul anymore. I'm right back where I was when I was 8 years old.
We'll be back in just a moment. This is the danger season for colds, friends, so be prepared. Get a package of Tabsin from your drugstore and keep Tabsin on hand all of the time. That's T-A-B-C-I-N, Tabsin, the bright red tablets in the bright red package. If you've never tried this new and different type tablet from symptoms of a cold, you really owe it to yourself to find out how Tabsin can help you. Yes, when you take cold, take Tabsin quick. Tabsin is especially formulated to help check the sniffles and sneezes of your cold. Tabsin helps to ease the headache and reduce the fever which so often accompany a cold. Tabsin is a coated tablet, easy to swallow. It leaves no unpleasant aftertaste, and it offers most complete relief from cold symptoms. Yes, we feel sure you'll be satisfied with Tabsin. There's no finer combination formula that medical science has developed. And friends, I repeat, you owe it to yourself to find out how Tabsin can help you when you're suffering with the miseries of a cold. Be sure you ask for Tabsin, T-A-B-C-I-N, Tabsin, the bright red tablets in the bright red package made by the makers of Alka-Seltzer. Here's the family again.
What should we do this evening, Teddy?
Well, we could go for a drive, Marty.
Yeah. All right. Over around Seacliff, maybe.
Friends, remember to try Tabsin for relief of your cold symptoms. Yes, when you take cold, take Tabsin quick. Feel better quick. T-A-B-C-I-N, Tabsin. Now at all drugstores. Tabsin relieves sniffles and sneezes, the watering and itching of the eyes and nose. But Tabsin does more. It can also relieve, quickly and effectively, the headache and fever which so often accompany a cold. That's Tabsin, T-A-B-C-I-N, for cold misery. The bright red tablets in the bright red package at all drugstores. One Man's Family is brought to you every weekday night at this time, transcribed by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer. Tomorrow, Paul meets Maudie Pemberton, Chapter 8, Book 81. This is a Carlton E. Morse production, directed by Michael Raffetto.